until 11, you're listening to Mitchell Dye with Mitchell's Front Page on 94.7 The Pulse.
14 minutes to 10 o'clock and Jenny Willis is on the line from Women in Local Democracy. Jenny, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Can you tell us about what Women in Local Democracy, or WILD, actually is?
WILD's a group of community activists who are keen to see equal representation of women on local government in Geelong.
How has Geelong performed in the past in terms of having an equal representation of women? There's obviously been some prominent female councillors and female mayors representing Geelong, but have the stats shown that equality has been there or not?
No, sadly missing. Way beyond the state average now. At last elections, it was 25% of the councillors, and now the state average is 38%.
Why do you think that women aren't being equally represented?
Well, I think there are a number of factors that dissuade women from standing. And one of the issues in Geelong has, of course, been the culture at council. So that hasn't encouraged women to put their hands up.
Do you think that culture has improved now after, you know, nearly 12 months of administrators coming in trying to resolve it, or are there still issues that need to be overcome?
I think the administrators have done a terrific job, and there's been a great degree of community involvement in planning for the future. So it really will be up to the new council to make sure that we have an inclusive council.
Do women, do you think generally, or at least anecdotally, the ones that you've spoken to, do they feel confident that if they run that there won't be a sort of toxic environment there, or are they sharing those concerns that you've just expressed?
I think there's a bit of concern there, but generally people are being very, very optimistic about change in Geelong.
And why do you think it's so important for women to run and be equally represented? What sorts of perspectives or talents can they bring to the positions?
Well, I think first off there's the issue of equality being a basic tenet of democracy, and therefore it's important that we have both men and women sitting on our councils. It's important to note that for over 100 years women have had the right to vote and the right to stand in Victorian councils.
And what are you doing as an organisation, WILD? How are you trying to advocate for more women to be involved?
Well, we are working with the City of Geelong in hosting training sessions for women, which start this Wednesday.
Yep.
And they'll be run on a weekly basis through August. And also there's a great opportunity for women candidates, as we're also offering a mentoring program for women.
So on the training sessions, what sorts of issues will be covered?
Well, we're looking at the broad issues of campaigning and communicating and auditing campaign progress, and looking at issues such as preferencing.
And do you welcome people with all backgrounds and viewpoints and, I suppose, from all sides on the political spectrum?
We certainly do, but in terms of the mentoring program, it's very important that women who are progressive participate within that program. We're asking women who want to participate to support the local government women's charter.
Can you explain how the mentoring program will work? What sorts of mentors will you have?
Well, it's a terrific opportunity. We're working with Leonie Morgan, who's currently organising a mentoring program for councillors who were elected at the last elections in Victoria. And she's doing that work for the Australian Local Government Women's Association. So we've been lucky to bring Leonie on board. And she's in the process of recruiting very experienced councillors and mayors in Victoria to assist us.
But that's more targeted at progressive women, is it?
Yes, we're wanting women to, in terms of the future for Geelong and changing the culture, we think it's really important that women support the local government women's charter.
And do you think there's any particular issues that are specific to women that the local government needs to take a stance on, or is it more just about seeing generic, equal representation?
Well, I think as the transformation of Geelong continues, I think the main issue for women, but it'll also be for our men councillors, is that in everything that they do, that they address gender equity.
And can you tell us a bit about your background? What has been your experience, and what do you bring to the program?
I've been involved as an officer with local government and was one of the women involved in the formulation of the Women's Charter, which turns 21 next year. And so I've had a long history of supporting women through a range of programs.
And how do people get involved?
They can enrol with council for the training programs, and if they contact me at jennywills@bigpond.com, we can put them on the mailing list for our WILD network.
Okay, is that all one word, jennywills@bigpond.com?
jennywills@bigpond.com.
Well, Jenny, thank you very much for joining the program. All the best with it, and it sounds like a very important cause.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Jenny Wills, there, joining us to talk about women in local democracy, WILD. And I think she's right that we need to see more gender equality in council. I don't think anyone would disagree with that.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.